This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs. Today, we're wrapping up our strategy series by talking with Scott Maxwell about whole company development.
The basic way we think about company development at OpenView is, and really the three categories altogether, is that companies generally start by trying to solve a specific user problem and get their whole product development effort going at the earliest. And a lot of really good companies very quickly thereafter get their customer development activities going. And by the time they get to the expansion stage, they've got a basic product set, they got a basic customer set, they have an approach to acquire customers and hopefully build those relationships over time. And they're starting to work on what we call company development. And company development is about getting the right people doing the right things right and being able to scale that up over time. And it involves getting more organized around the methodologies that are being used to create the product, getting more organized around the various methodologies that are being used to develop the customers, and getting more organized around the methodologies that are being used to recruit new people into the organization, to get them onboarded, to get them organized, and overall get them productive and working well together. Company development also includes some aspects of financial process, legal process, HR process, IT process, administration process that will allow a company to actually scale up without creating a lot more problems than the company has when it's a smaller company. Ultimately, as a company goes through the expansion stage, the product sophistication gets higher, the number of customers gets larger, the number of people in the company and surrounding the company gets larger, and the number of issues that all of that creates is really exponential in terms of its growth. And really good fundamental company development activities will help to minimize those issues and allow the company to scale a lot easier than if it wasn't organized around the company development issues. Company development, from my point of view, starts with the senior management team and making sure that the senior management team both works, or both individually is composed of really good people, but also works together as a real team to actually attack the problems. And those individuals are really responsible for the people who are under them, the methodologies that are being used, being organized to actually continue to create the product and develop it, create the customers and develop them, and overall replicate themselves within their own groups and get larger groups. From a different perspective, the company development also includes the development of a really good board of directors that can be quite helpful to the management team if they're organized well, and third parties that could be really helpful to the company overall.
That concludes our three-part series on whole product development, whole customer development, and whole company development. We hope that by learning about these topics, you find it easier to navigate our website. Also, remember that you can use the search bar on the top to find the content you're looking for. Thanks for joining us.